Let us start from the beginning of the sugya on the top of the omid of the Afhaimid Beis. He says, we had brought about, we had a barais already on the Aftalid that brought many cases that one is over from the love of Baal Ta'acha. So the Gemara says, Menohani Mili, how do we know in all these cases one is over on Baal Ta'acha? The Tana Rabbana, Gisider Neder, the Pasuk says, if a person made a Neder, that's Harei Olai Lahavi Kolb. Ainli Ela Neder, Nidova Minayim, how do you know by a Nidova there's also a Chiyav of Baal Ta'acha? He said, Harei Zu Kolb. So now it belongs to the Gavoy already. So how do you know that there's a chiyuv to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? It's a kolben already. How do you know that there's a chiyuv to bring that afresh v'loy akrif? He didn't firoyz the hakrove. How do you know that there's also a baal ta'acher? Nema kan neder, v'nema laholom neder. Later it says also neder, but there it says im neder oy nedova. So we learn out, Mala Holon Nedova. You may there that it says Neder, so Nedova is the same aloche. Avkan Nedova Imoim. So Nedova also is the same aloche like Neder, that if he was Mafresh Kolbin, there's a Baal Ta'acher of not bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash to be Nikrab. La Hashem Elokecha. It says further in the Pasuk, Kisido Neder La Hashem Elokecha. Eilu adomim ha'erchin v'acharomim v'akdeishis. These are inyonim, types of hegdish, domi olai, erki olai, uizmachim, karkois, or his rechush. The word hegdish is magdish to bed the kabayis. We'll see in Rashi again how we learn this out from the word l'ashem alekecho. Lo'isa acha l'shalmoi. So, l'shalmoi is a miyut. Hu v'loi chilufov. And the thing he made a nederan is about ta'acha. The chiluf, we'll see in the Gemara later exactly what this means, is no about ta'acha. The pasuk says further, ki dorish yidrishenu eilu chatois v'ashomeis oileis u'shlomim. These are not nedorim dekechiyuvim. These are teira dekechiyuvim. A person was over a chai bekrisis b'shoigig, brings a chatos or an osham, oilus rie, shalmei chagige. These are kolbonis choive. If he did not bring them, is about ta'acha. Kidorish yidrashenu Hashem alekecho me'imoch. So from Hashem alekechi, we learn out eilu tzdokais u'maisreis u'bechoil. Mi'imach zeleket shikhopeya. Bahoya bechochet, veloy bekolbon chochet. That the kolbon will not become nifsal, even though you were ma'acha havoas ha-kolbon, it will not become nifsal. Let us again see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mnani mili da kol hanach desanye b'masnise le'el ike baal ta'acha. All the cases in the Baraisa, there is a baal ta'acha. Neder, harei olai, he was mekabel on himself to be mafrish, to bring a kolb. There's no behemoth involved yet. He just said, harei olai lohovi kolb. Nedove, harei zu. Nema loholo neder, vim neder oi nedovo. I don't know what Rashi is moisiv, that's mamish the losh na gemore, nema loholo neder, vim neder oi nedovo. Eilu hadomim boha'erchin, shem kodshei bedek habayis. V'kulon l'ashem, it says, l'ashem alekecho, v'ein l'kehanim bohem klum. The kahanim, that's what it says, l'ashem alekecho, this is kuloi l'ashem. The kahanim do not have any bailes in this hegdish. It's directly and only to Gavoya. Hu v'loi chilufov, Olavata oiver, v'loy al chilufo, ulakame meforish lo what is considered chilufo. Eilu kidarish idrishenu, eilu chatois vashomeis, shehein nidroshin mimcha, they're nidrish from you, sherei choiva heim mutolim olecha. It's a choiv on you to bring it, so that's nidrash from you, you have to bring it. V'oilais ushlomim, Kigoin oilis riyev shalmei chagige is also shahin choive. the ilu, the neder, and the dove, an oila, which comes out the neder, and the dove, bereisha de kroksivi. That was ki sidr neder. That's speaking about an oila's nedove. A shalme nedove. Sarashi says, vuhu adinami lebchir, ulamaisa, upesach, shehem chiva. So even though the Bereisa did not mention all the chayvis, Rashi says, but there's other chayvis, kabonis chayve, ma'isa beheime, pesach, pchir, Hashem alakecha eilu tzedakis u'maisreis, dahakra yiseirehu, dahavaleila midra, michtav, kidarish yidrishenu. This Hashem alakecha, the second Hashem alakecha is extra. Well, because it says, ki darish, he will darshan from you, and who will darshan? Achvar Hashem kosav lemailo b'mikra, ki sidr neder l'Hashem alaykechas. I know we're speaking about the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So why does it say, nochem ol ki darish yidrishen Hashem alaykechem imoch? Is, achvar Hashem kosav lemailo b'mikra, nidrish beila su yeh tzedokis amaisras. And how does tzedokis amaisras come in? Shekosav behem shem zeh. By tzedakah ma'isra, it says this shem Hashem alekecha. Ulochati tzedakah lifnei Hashem alekecha. Bochalta lifnei Hashem alekecha ma'isra degoncha. This is speaking about ma'isra sheni. Lifnei Yeshua says even though Rashi brings the pasuk by ma'isra sheni, but there's a hekesh of ma'isras together. By truma also it says Hashem alekecha. So the ma'isa, the ma'isres, and Taisa said before in the Abdallah that Truma does also didn't baltach. It seems you learn that one from the other. Me'imcha zeleket shikra upeya. Shehein chelkoi shaloni. This is the chelek shaloni. Tersiv bei es haoni imcha. Now that's me, Rashi is saying pshat in the posik. The way the Alshach HaKadosh learns Pshat in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk, the Pasuk, Esa'oni Imcha, it says as follows. That's a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Im Kesef Talve Es Ami, Esa'oni Imcha. Now, if we learn Pashti Dikra, the Pasuk is telling us which Oni has a preference to lend to, should lend to a oni imcha, aniye ircha, aniye iracheres, aniye ircha kaidim. As a oni, the oni imcha that is with you. Now Rashi, so that's a din in halvo. From this Rashi derives that, dorish, that what it says, me imcha is going on leket shikra peye. So Rashi says why? Shehein chelkoi shaloni. This is the chelik of the oni. Dechsiv bei es haoni imcha. So what is, we state es haoni imcha, leket shikra peya, shehein chelkoi shaloni. But Tachsach mir Rashi learned pshat in the posik es haoni imcha, the way the Alshach HaKadosh says pshat. Alshach HaKadosh says pshat in posik as follows. Im kesef talve es ami. If you'll lend Yidden money, esa oni imcha. So you should realize the chelik haoni is imcha. That means when a person looks at his bank account and he has a surplus there, he is more than he needs personally for himself. So he should realize that everything does not belong to him. You know why you have such a big bank account? Because the chelek oni is also with yours. That means you, the Rebbeinu Shlom, appointed you an apotropos to take care of the aniyim. So you're lending the on, esa'oni imcha, the chelek oni that's imcha, that you should lend to him. Because that's why it was given to you. It was given to you to lend to him. Esa'oni imcha. So memele, so that is pshat in the posik, so the Torah teaches that the chelik ha'oni is by you. It's not yours. It's the chelik ha'oni that's by you. So memele, so it says, me'imcha, shehein chelkoi shel oni. This is the chelik of the oni. The leket shikra pei is also the same thing. Amol, you see a surplus in your bank account. Amol, you see a surplus in your field. Oh, but you should know, don't pat yourself on your back. That's chelik ha'oni. Es ha'oni imcha. That means that is with together with yours, That's the onis. That's chelik ha'oni. V'loi b'kobon chochet ein hakol ben nivsal b'kach. Now let us see Tosfos. V'nema laholon im neder oy nedova. The Gemara said that just like here it says, just like later it says neder together with nedova, so here when it's mentioning neder, it also means to include a nedova. You look two psukim further, it says kasher nodarta nedova, and this parsha gufa, so we see that the posuk is speaking about a neder of a nedova. Elkin bacharomim vehekdeshes. Bekulu ksiv lashem. By all of them it says lashem. Gabi Elchen Ksiv, Be Elkecho Nefoshois Lashem. Ubacharomim Ksiv, Koidish Kodoshim, Hu Lashem. Be Gabi Chame Koyin Amidorishlei Bebchoiris, that is going on this posse, Koidish Kodoshim, Hu Lashem. Bacharomim, it's going on Sai Chame Gavoya, and Sai Chame Kehanim. Ubegdeshes ksiv ish ki yagdish es beisoi koidish lashem. Now, the Turiyevin says, we just learned a Tosfos, and we learned previously a Rashi, and with this we'll understand a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos we had on the Avdalet Amid Aleph. On the Avdalet Amid Aleph, when this Baraisa started saying, the inyonim yechayvan bal ta'acher, so the next to the last Rashi on the Omid, Rashi says Bahacharomim Chalmei Gavoya. Rashi is specific. Charomim is Chalmei Gavoya. That means a person is Machrim, this his rechush, his possessions for Gavoya. Taisvi says Bahacharomim Bein Chalmei Gavoya Bein Chalmei Kehanim. Taisvi says Charomim Esai Chalmei Gavoya Esai Chalmei Kehanim. So the Turiyevin says this difference of opinion comes about from how they darshined Hashem Aleikecho on the Heyomid base that made this machloikis. Now we'll see why there's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, what does Hashem Aleikecho mean? Na'ilu Adomim ve'erchim, ki sidor neder, Lashem Aleikecho. So Rashi says, "V'kulon Lashem." So Rashi said, "Taitshverter, Lashem Aleikecho, V'kulon Lashem, ve'ein lekahanim bohem klum." That's the Taitsh. It says, "Lashem Aleikecho." It's only was given. It was a neder for Gavoya, ve'ein lekahanim bohem klum. So therefore, Rashi said, and Avdalah Damadalev, that Charomim means Charmi Gavoya, not Charmi Kahanim. Tosfos doesn't say, doesn't teach the Pasuk. Tosfos says, by all these inyonim, it says, Lashem. Kodesh Kadoshim Lashem. It says, Bacharomim Ksiv Kodesh Kadoshim Lashem. V'gabi Charmi Koinami Dorish Leibe B'choiris. This Pasuk, Kodesh Kadoshim Lashem, is going by Koim. By Chame Kahanim also. So Tosfos didn't go with the Tosfos wasn't medayik that the Pasuk means if it's only going Lashem. Tosfos says, it says a similar Lashem by Charomim. It says, Kodesh Kadoshim Lashem. In the Gemorim, B'choiris says that this Pasuk is also speaking about Chame Gavoya. Chame Kahanim. So Memele here it says Lashem, so it means that what it says in Yenna Pasuk Lashem. So therefore we include Chame Kahanim. So if you darshan Lashem, so in other words, we're saying wherever we have a chiyuv that says Lashem, so it is a din bal ta'acha because it also says Lashem. There the Gemara darshins chatois vashomeis from Lashem Aleikecho, because by chatos vashom it says such a lashon of Lashem. So Memele, so Tosfos says, let's avoid, we have here for chatos vashom. We have here a different drosh of Dorosh Yidrishenu. Why did you learn that from Dorosh Yidrishenu? Let's learn out from the Sez Lashem. V'yesh loyma, v'lekama, this lekro achrini lekot shebede kabayis mesher dibartom. Later, the Gemara has a different pasuk for Kotshi Bedekabayis. Mukelekro de Lashem lekecho lechatois v'ashomesh. The Mistava, aval hoche ilav d'chsiv. Dorosh Yidrishenu. Bechatos vosho. Ilav d'chsiv dorish yidrishenu bechatos vosho. Here, if it wouldn't say dorish yidrishenu, savak mevina bohu haikro, so we would say this posik is speaking about, the Lashem Alekech is speaking about chatos vosho, lavashimin and elchin charam evagdashis. So I would say that's more preferable to Zetzayin this posik by Chatas Ba'oshom, and I wouldn't have a posik by Charom and Begdashis. V'lek elim b'lfina nami midorish yidrishenu, to learn out Charom and Begdashis from Dorish yidrishenu, you can't learn out from there. So mashme, delay mashme, ela shabu al chet. So memele, so Taisis means to say like this, Lashem alekecha, you could use for Chatois, You could use also for Charom and Vegdashis. So Memeila Taisa says like this. If you have another Pasik, preferably you should use Hashem Alekecha for Chatois. If you have another Pasik for Chatois, Dorosh Yidrishenu, then you can use the Hashem Alekecha for Charomis Vegdashis. But if I would use Hashem Alekecha for Chatas Vashem, I wouldn't have any Pasuk at all for Charomim Vagdashis. Therefore, the Gemara used Dorosh Yidrishenu for Chatois Vashomis, and then I can use Lashem Alekecha for Charomim Vagdashis. Eilu Chatois Vashomis, Sheheim Nidroshim Mimcha, that they're Nidrish from you. Sharei heim mutolim choivo olecho. You mechuyev to pay them up. Ve'oilois ushlomim, kigoin oilos rie v'shalme chagige shem choivo. Te'ilu nedorim and nedoves mechisider neder nafki. This is all what Rashi had said. Shalme nedove, noilis nedove, that you learn from sider neder. So that what we learn out Oilas Ushlomim means Oilas Chayve Bishalme Chagige. Vitaima Shalme Chagige Vriye Zimne Kviya Lahu the Ovar Haregel Veloichog Eine Chayev Bachayis. Vim kein im akrevei, kidakshina la el gabi pesach. Come back to the kash in a minute. Vi eshloim with the mikombokim heched the hufrishu, velo yikrivem, koi alaya bebal ta'acher, kivin shaloi nifsalu bekach. Now, before we go into our toisvis, what toisvis kashes and what toisvis teretzes, our Taisvis is a little problematic, but let me just tell you over the lashon of the Taisvis Harosh. The Taisvis Harosh asks, how is it shayach about the acher of Sholosh Regalim by Oilas Rie and Shalmei Chagige? And the Taisvis Harosh answers, Eiched de hufrishu b'loi hikrivam koi lai b'bal ta'acher of sholish regol. Now, the shakla v'tarye of the kash and the teretz is as follows. We had mentioned keseder, and we'll have later in the sugya, that there are two psukim on most of these chiyuvim. Omar v'loi afrish, afrish v'loi akriv. That means there's one chiyuv which he didn't do anything, yet he's mechuyev to do something. There's a second chiyuv if he was mafrish to call him, but he wasn't makrivit. Now, by oilas rie in shalmei chagige, we can learn two eifanim. Oilas Riyah we can learn as follows. A person was supposed to bring an Oilas Riyah on Yom Tov. And what did he do? He didn't do anything. He was supposed to bring it, he didn't bring it. Finished. The Yom Tov passed by, he did not bring an Oilas Riyah. He wasn't mafresh, he didn't do anything. What happens after Yom Tov? After Yom Tov, is there anything to do? Can something be done? Nothing can be done anymore. There was a chiv on him on the gavre to bring an oilas riyah. It's after Yom Tov he didn't bring it. Frek the Tosfos HaRosh, so how could you have gimel regolim by oilas riyah? In Shalmei Chagiga, as soon as the Yom Tov passes, he's finished already. They'll wait till Shavuos. What's gonna happen Shavuos? There's no inyan of three regolim to bring the oilas riyah, who's mechuyev to bring Pesach. It's finished already. So the kash is how do you have sholosh regolim by Omar v'loy afresh? That was Tosfos kash. Enfeld Tosfos, you're right. By Omar v'loy afresh, you won't have a case of sholosh regolim. You know when you have a case of sholosh regolim, afresh v'loy akrib. That means Pesach he went. He said areizu. This should be an oilas riyah. He should have been makrib at Pesach. That's besides the point. But he didn't do that. But Lemaisa, he still has a behemoth that was hugdish to be an oilas riyah. So you have to be, this is an oilas riyah. So be makrevit shvuas, be makrevit sukkis. You left it over sukkis, so it comes out you were mafrish a behemoth. Pesach, harezu oilas riyah, and you weren't makrevit Pesach, shvuas, and sukkis, shoiva baltach. So that's how the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat, that's how the Tosfos HaRosh asks Tosfos Kasha and answers Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos HaRosh asks the Kasha, where do you have Sholosh Rigolim by Omar V'loy Afrish, by Oilas Riyas, if you didn't do anything, so you'd only have three Rigolim there. After the first Regol, you're finished. And for the Tosfos HaRosh, by Afrish V'loy Akrib, you'll have Shalosh Regolim. Now let us see the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, let us see the Lashon of Tosfos. V'tayma, Shalmei v'chagige v'riyah zimne kviyulu. There's a zman that has to be brought this yontif. The ova ha-regel v'loy chog, if the regel passed by and he didn't bring it, ein echay bach yusah, for Pesach he can't bring anymore. Vim kain im akrevei akrevei, vim loy akrevei, if nothing, kedak shinilel gabi pesach. Vishloime de mikol mokem heiche de hufrishu, v'loy hikrivom, koi alai bebalta ache. So what if he was mafrish an oilas riyah? He wasn't makrevet, and this is a balta ache. Kibin shloy nifsulu bekach. It doesn't become puzzle. So memele he's over, therefore there's a din about ache. Now, the whole modnikite in Tosfos is, Tosfos doesn't mention one word of Sholosh Regolim. If the kasha was, how are you oive Sholosh Regolim by Oilas Riyah? So Tosfos should have asked it. The Tosfos HaRosh says this. How are you oive Sholosh Regolim by Oilas Riyah? Tosfos should answer the case. Tosfos doesn't mention one vote of Sholosh Regolim. And Be'emerson, here when the Gemara brought the Drosha, the Gemara doesn't mention the Sholosh Regolim either, Fakel. Here it just says it's a Baal Ta'ach, an Oilas Riyah. This man, I don't know when this man is, this man is after one regal. It'll be after one regal. Bechlal, that's Tamazay, but Al Kaponim Tosfos never mentioned one word of Sholosh Regolim over here. So that's why it's very modern. Is Lule the Mistafina, I would think that this Tosfos is like a Turei Eben and Dav Hei Yomed Aleph. The Turei Eben wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara and Dav Hei Yomed Aleph, different than Tosfos. The Gemara asked Akasha Dav Hei Yomed Aleph, the Gemara asked, it says, Yoiv Baal Ta'acha by Pesach, Pesach Zimne Kevile, by Pesach this Azman, if you are makrevet erev Pesach, you are makrevet. Biloy akrevet itchilei. So Tosfos over here says, what's pshat the Gemara's kasha? Chemiyadoi verolov. The Gemara's kasha was, we put Pesach together with all the other kobonis. And there's a Yoivel, the Shalosh Golem, Shneir Golem, one regal. Yoivel right away, after 6 hours, Yoivel Baltacha. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. That's how Tosis here learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. The Turiyano wants to say he would learn a different Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara's Kash is you're not Yoivel at all Baltacha. Why? He says because the Pasuk says, Loi Sa'acha Lishalmoi. The love is you should not pay it up late. That's the law. You should not pay it up late. So something that can be paid up late, that's the law of Lo Yisa'acha. It's a pasta shlumim. The Gemara says by Pesach, if he wasn't makrim the korban Pesach, erev Pesach, there's no, kivin the ovar's manoi itchalei. So there's no law bechlal of Lo Yisa'acha l'shalmoi. The law is only when there's a musig of tashlumim. If it can still be paid up, so if I can't, but now you're paying up late. The law is you should not pay up late. What you're doing now is wrong. You're paying up late, and that's an aveira. But if you can't pay it up, that's not the law of Leisachel Shalmei. So the Turei Evan wants to say that by Pesach you're not even at all Baltacha. Not the Kashish you're even right away Baltacha. Since even the others manei itchile, so you can't bring a Kovan Pesach anymore. So there's no love, period. There's no love of Leisa'acha L'shalmei. That's what the Turei Evan says. Is Lulei the Mr. Fina, I would say this Taisus seems to say like the Turei Evan. Taisus doesn't mention one word of Shalosh Regolim. Taisus says, Vipas, Taisus Esakashe, V'tayma, Shamech Hagigye, Zimne Kibiyulei, Dover Aregu V'lei Chagin, Echai Bach Yusuf, V'ked Akra V'yakim, Shilel Gabi Pesach, V'yashlamed V'kobach, K'mecha Dufri, Shalekim, Koilai B'bal Ta'acher, V'z Abal Ta'acher of Akri V'loi Afri, Afrish V'loi Akri. There's a Baltacha. Kimish Lanivslu Bekach, he can still bring it. So from this Taisus, Dachsim, it would seem Taisus is not the way Taisus said before, but like the Turei Evan. Period. V'yesh mefoshim denafkelu chatos medersiv loshen drishe gabi chatos. Dersiv dorosh dorash moishe. That, not from, okay, Dorosh, Taisus had a psalom this for Dorosh, Lashana means, you're mechuyev to bring this, so that's called all korban as choyve. The one, other same shot, that by the korban chatos, it says, alosh and drisha, Dorosh moishe. Fine. So how do you know all the other korbanos? The osham, oile, shlomim, the iskish bekeisha, the zeis hatoire, besoif hatoide, that we learn as Zayzateres, Lachatas, Lashem, we're makish all the kabbalas together. But lo yitochin, dimkei, nedom and nedovis nami, ubchayra maisa pesach nami, teipek mehosom, the kulu iskish. So why do you have to have differently mudim for nedom and nedovis? Why do you have differently mudim for ubchayra maisa? So a kolchor, so Taisvis does not like this pshat. Period. Umaisrais ubchayra. Maise ubecher, mechidorish idrishenu loy nafke, loy domi chiyuve dithu lechiyuve dechatas va'osham, iles loy becher umaise loy mechayiv behu. Now, we mentioned yesterday, and let's just refresh our memories. In the Beraise it says, the Beraise brings a drosha. Dorish Yidrishenu comes to tell us, Chatois, Ashomais, Oilois, Oshlomim. These are all called B'nai Schoiva. Oilois Chie, Shalmei Chagige. Hashem Alekecho is coming Tzedoke, Maise, U'Bechoir. So the Beraise says, you learn Bechoir from Hashem Alekecho. Rashi said, and the pasuk of Dorosh Yidrishenu, Rashi said, Oiles Rie Shalmei Chagige, Vohu Adin Nami Lebchoir. So Rashi says, you learn Bchoir from Dorosh Yidrishenu. And by Shem Lekech Elu Tztokis and Maisris, Rashi brings down two psukim. It says, by Tztokis Shem Lekech, it says, by Maisris Shem Lekech, and finished. And Rashi doesn't bat an eyelash about Bchoir. So we had mentioned yesterday that the Marsha learns Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi had a different gears than the Gemara. That Rashi was not Goyres Bechoyer by Hashem Olekecho, no, Rashi was Goyres Bechoyer by Dorosh Yidrishenu. That's what the Marsha says. We mentioned yesterday the stipler says could be Rashi was Geiris Bechir by both. And Rashi held there's two Baal Ta'achas by Bechir. If the Koyin has the Bechir, so now it's Mutl on the Koyin to be Makriv the Bechir. So that's Baal Ta'acha of Dorish Redishenu. They're speaking about the Kobonis, Choyva, that you have to be Makriv, you have to be Makriv Achatos and Osham and Oil and Shlomim. The Koyin has to be Makriv the Bechir. It's his Bechir now, he has to be Makriv it. The second Posik, of Hashem Olekecho, Tzdokis, or Maisres. So what is Maisres? Maisres is Matnes Leviya, Matnes Kohune. So there the Pasuk is speaking about the Yisrael that has the B'chaya, there's a mitzvah on him to give it to the Kohen, and if he doesn't give it to the Kohen, he's over Baal Ta'acha. That's how the stipler wanted to say, that Rashi could be holds of our Girse, and the Rashi had a different Girse, that Rashi held that by from Darush Yidushenu, you also learn out about the Acher of Bechel. So, but that's klo. Rashi learns, however you learn, from Darush Yidushenu, you learn out about the Acher of Bechel. Now, it's debatable if there's another Baal Ta'acher that you learn out from Hashem Olekecha, from also Bechel. Now, Taisvis had our Girse, not Rashi's Girse. So Toisves asks Akasha, U Maisres U Bechir, why didn't Maisres Toisves seem to learn means Maisres Behemoth? Maisres U Bechir, why do you have to learn that from Hashem Olekecha? Learn it out Mechidorish Yidrishenu. That means this is a Korbin you Mechuyiv to bring. I have a prayer Mechuyiv to bring. Learn this out from Dorish Yidrishenu. But Rashi Lefiyem has said, it's true, you do learn that from Dorish Yidrishenu, but Taisus had our Gilse. So Taisus says, Maiser ubecher mechidorish Yidrishenu loinavke. You can't learn it out. The loidomi chiyuva ditu lechiyuva de chatas va'osham. This, that chatas va'osham is called a kolban chayva, Dorish Yidrishenu, memontach fundir. And Meiser and Bechir is not called a Kol B'chayv. What's the difference? So Taisus explains. The Iles Lei Bechir U Meiser Loi Mechayibu. So Taisus explains beautifully. The Chiyu to bring a Chatos is I'm a Chuyiv to bring a Chatos. I did a Chet, I'm a Chuyiv to bring a Chatos. Oilus Rie, it's Yontiv, I'm a Chuyiv to bring an Oilam. So that's a Dorish Yidrashenu, you're Nidrash, you're Mechuyiv to bring this Kolm. A Bechir is not Pshat, I'm Mechuyiv. If I possess a Bechir, so I have to bring the Bechir. So the Mechayiv is the Behem is the Mechayiv. That what I have a Bechir, so I'm Mechuyiv that the Bechir should be brought to be Nikrav Ala Mizbeach. I have Maisa Behem, so the Behem has to be brought. That does not fall into the same category of Dorish Yidrishenu, where then the Chiyiv is Mitzad, that I'm a Chuyiv to, even though there's no Behemoth, I'm a Chuyiv to get a hold of a Behemoth. It's my Chiyiv, it's my Chiyiv. Here it's a Chiyiv that comes about through that I possess the Behemoth. The Behemoth is a Mechayiv to be brought to be Nikrav Al Gabi Mizbeach. The last time Chayiv Maisa Le Mechayibu. U-Pesach loigar sinen hoch. So now, we'll understand what is Taisves saying here. U-Pesach loigar sinen hoch. So Taisves lochayre means to say that Maisres, we are learning over here Maisres u-Bechor. So, Maisres Lebchayr we mentioned is not his chiyuv. He's not mechuyuv if he has a behemah that's Maisres behemah, he's mechuyuv to be makrebet. He has a behemah, he's mechuyuv to be makrebet. So Taisves says, so according to my lomdus, you cannot stick Pesach over here. Because... because Pesach is a chiyuv on him to bring the Pesach. He can't, that's chatting Taisvis. U Pesach loy garsin in hocha. He can't put it here. Maybe put in Dorish Yidrishenu. It's similar to chatos. It's similar to oilus rie. But you can't, that's satin toises. Well, Pesach loiga siden hochi. You can't put Pesach here. Because Pesach is not a mechutin with maise behema and pre. Period. The e bishal me Pesach kerab sheishes. Vektach toises. I maybe you are goiris Pesach. And we're talking about shal me Pesach. Now what does toises mean? Toisvus says, Aniluya Shainfal. Maybe we could stick Pesach here. Now I can stick Pesach. A person was Mafresh a Kolben Pesach. Later, now that Zichah doesn't belong here. Fine. And later, it became a Moiser Pesach. That means he was Makrav a different one, and this became Moiser Pesach. Now this Shalmei Pesach, he's Mechuyev to be Makravit? There's no Chiyev on the mensch. Now that he possesses a Shalmei Pesach, so he has to be, what do you do with it? You have to be makrevit. So Shalmei Pesach is a mechutin with meiser b'chor. That's takayom mechutin. Fakert, the behem is the mechayev. Not that he's mechuyev to bring it. So maybe we are goyris Pesach over here, and it means Shalmei Pesach. So Taisa says, the ibe Shalmei Pesach kerab sheishes, Meheche de nafke shlomim nafke lohu. Just like you learn out shlomim, so let's learn out from shlomim. That means lemaisa now. What is shalmei pesach? Lemaisa now it's on the dove. Lemaisa now it's on the dove. I have a shlomim. I bring it for on the dove. Now that's what I have. So Lechayra, so Taisa says, Shalmei Pesach, you can learn out from Kisidon Neder. But then Taisa says, Umiyu Yesh Lechalek. But maybe you can't learn out from Nedove, because Nedove started out with a Nedove. That means the whole Kolben, the whole Kolben came about because I was Menadev to bring a Kolben. Shalmei Pesach is not true. The Kolben started out because I was mechuyev to be Mafresh and Pesach. Now this Pesach became a Nedove. So Lechayre, it's not a mechutin with Nedove either. It's maybe it does belong here. So Taisvis is Mesupik. Umiyu Yesh Lechalik. Tachseme, that's Pshat and Taisvis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yeah. Zit the Gemara weiter. Now we'll start explaining the Bereise. It says in the Pasuk, Omar ma, loisa ache l'shalmoi. It says, loisa ache l'shalmoi. You should not be ma'ache to pay up the choyv. Hu v'loi chilufov. By the Kolben alone, it's about ta'acha, v'loi chilufov. So the Gemara says, what are we speaking about? Chilufei mai, what are we speaking about? I chilufei oi lo shlomim mikrev kolvi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, chilufei oi lo, kigoin ovdo, v'ifrish acheres tachteo. A person was mafresh an oilo. Then it got lost. So is mafresh a second one. V'nimtzeis orishayno, he found the first one, v'niskaper bo. So the halacha is that the second one, that was chilufei oilo, is mikriv korvi. So there's a dinakrova on it. V'kiven de kovo, there's a dinakrova on it. You are mafresh an oila. You are mafresh this for the oila. You are mafresh and got lost. So the halacha is, even though you are makrev the first one, this is also mikrev kovi. There's a chiv akrov on this. V'kiven de kovo, rehi kovom la'atzmo. Well, l'shalmoi kerinim bei. So why shouldn't it be about ta'acha? Lo'isa acha l'shalmoi. There's a chiv havo on this kolben. This is a kolben that there's a chiv havo. So why am I mayit from l'shalmoi this? There's a chiv tashlumim on this also. There's a chiv akrov on this. Why shouldn't it be about ta'acha? If it's speaking about chilufei oilo. I chilufei chatos l'misa ozlo. Chilufei chatos, Rashi says, shekipru baileho. let's say a bailam was mafresh achatos, and then it got lost. It was mafresh a second one, and then he found the first one, and shekipru bailel, and he brought the first one for achatos. So the din is the second chatos mechomish chatois amesisi. Upshitad loyova le bal ta'achah. So you don't need a miut l'shalmoy. If there's no din akrove, fashteitzer that if there's no din akrove, fashteitzer that there's no bal ta'achah. So it can't be chilufei chatos either. Elamai chilufov chilufei toide. Titoni rabchie toidish nis alvo bitmuroso. Umeiso achas mehen chavata elota kone. Hegel ebed, likalvo, likalvo lechem bahado, dilma tmurei. Likalvo beloi lechem, dilma toide. So, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, chilufei toide, uchigoin. So here the Gemara, when we speak about chilufei toide, the Gemara now is switching to a tmure. It's also called chilufei. A person made a, was makdish a toida, and then he was made a tmura to this toida. Chigoin, shenis alvo barishoine. Now these two behemoths got mixed up. I don't know which one is the tmura and which one is the toida. The kaimolon, Sarashi explains the problem. It says in Posik, al zevach hatoido chalois. The toido needs chalois. Ha toido tuuno lechem. V'loi chalifosa. But a tmures toide does not need lechem. V'loi chalifosa v'loi tmurosa tuunim lechem. So now we know, one aloche, that a toide needs 40 lechomim, and a tmures toide, chalufei toide, does not need lechem at all. So, if we know which is the toida and which is the chilufei toida, we have no problem whatsoever. So, the toida we're makir with the lechem, the shchitas ha-toida is makadish the lechem, and the tmuras toida will be without lechem. But now we're speaking about that they got mixed up, umeisa achas mehem, and one of these two behemoths died. So Rashi says, why did one have to die? Shimo yushteim kayomois meviyon. If both would be alive, so then he brings both of them. Umevi arboim chalas kemishpat atoide, va'oima harei halechem ze l'shem oiso shiitoide. This is lechem for the toide. Which one is the toide? I don't know, but the gate man is done. Which one is the toide? You're going to shech two kabonis. One of them is a toide, one is a tamure. So memele, this is the lechem for the toide. Ushchites a toide tekadish aboim kemishpote. And by shechting the toide, that is mekadish the lechem. Avo meiso, but what happens if one of the behemoths died? Eilich, as I don't know what this is. Is this a toide? It's mekadish the lechem. If it's not a toide, you make it without the lechem. So you don't know what to do. Eilich, avo te takone, memayit kromi bal ta'acha. So the posik says that there's no bal ta'acha. Frek de gemorem. Frek de gemorem. The hook, even the lav basakrovi, if he can't be makrivit, because of a zaitikasibit. Because I don't know what I do with the lechem, but lemais is a lav basakrovi, bako mikokol sabasakrovi, a lav basakrovi is called a mutilomeli. So if there's no din akrovi, so v'shteitich there's no din bal ta'ach. So why need a posik? Omar rav sheishes la'oilom, Lemuutei chilufei. The Sfas Emes wants to say a moira de kevot over here, not to go into the cheshbin, but the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Menaches. The Gemara in Menaches says when you have such a problem, you there's an eitz out to solve the problem. You can bring another toida with a chayis, not ganz a cheshbin. You could solve the problem. You could solve this problem and know what you can be makrev the lechem and solve the problem. There's an eitz of what to do. So the Sfas Emes says, Be'emethin, that is pshat in the Shaklavataya of the Gemara. So the Gemara held, that is what the Pasuk is telling us, that Be'emethin, there is an Eitzah.
there's an etze how to solve this problem. And the Gemara held, since there is an etze, so if you didn't solve the problem, you're over about to acha. So that's the miyut. So that's why I need a miyut. I need a miyut that loisa acha l'shalmoi, there's a miyut, hu v'loi chalifov, that you're not over about to acha, because since without an etze, without bringing another kolbin, I can't solve the problem, so that's why there's no din about to acha. So I have here a unique case. Ba'asheru shom, I can't be makrevit. But with an etze, I could, by bringing another kolbin, I could solve the problem. So the pasuk is coming to tell us, but you're not over about to acha, I didn't do the etze. Frag the Gemara, that's poshut, you don't even need a posik to tell me that. Amayra de Kizach. That means that since Basheru Shom, you can't be makrivit, versteht sich, there's no Baal Ta'acha. Don't need a diuk l'shalmoy. There's no Baal Ta'acha for such a case. Because Basheru Shom, you can't be makrivit. Zich, I have an eitz, I can make cheshbonis. Versteht sich, there's no Baal Ta'acha. Because Baal Ta'acha, you look Basheru Shom. Omar of it. So now the Gemara says, So now, Ella Ilamali, Kala Mut Ilamali, Omar Rav Sheishe. So now the Gemara says, Anupsha. La Oilam Lemuutech. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheishe, La Oilam Mutech Lufi Oilo Shlomim. We're speaking about that he's not even about the Achan Chilufi Oilo Shlomim. What is the case? What is the story? Behocha Bimayaskinon. It's a very interesting Gemara here. Kigain she'ovru olav shnei regolim. A person had an oila. He was mafresh an oila. One regal passed by. Second regal passed by. So the vial, it's pretty tight now. The third regal is over bal ta'acha. And what happened? His mazel. The humam. And it became a balmum. Oh, Baruch Hashem. A balmum, and now there's no bal ta'acha ready to be makrev this. You can't be makrev a balmum. So what does one do with a balmum? You have to be mechalo. You don't stop over here. You have to be mechalo. The it goes out, and you still have to bring this oila. So v'humam v'chiloloi al acher. So he was mechalo the kedusha of he was mechalo this oila, which is now a balmum, on another behemoth. Now the other behemoth gets a kedusha soilo. Va'ovar olav regel echot. So now the ma'aseh will start adding up. This person was had a oilo that he should have been makrevit. One regel passed by, a second regel passed by. Now this one became a balmum. Now he has so he was machalolit on another behemoth. Now the third regel passed by, and he wasn't makrevit either. Salke daitoch amino hoyulam mikoyach kamekosi command the overall of gimel golim dummy. This is lamais. What is this? This is not a new chiyuv now. He was mechalo the old oila on this. So now his chiyuv to be makrev the oila shteltzach avek on this one. He was mochim to be makrev an oila. Was afrish v'lo yakrev. He was mochim to be makrev. So lemaise, so before the oila was behema aleph, and now it's behema beis. But he had in three regolim an oila. What's the chilek? What the name of the behema was? It's behema aleph, behema beis. But he had an oila three regolim, which was mutul olav to be makriv, and he was a makrivit. Yeah, salke daitach min hoyl bekoyach kamekosi command the ovru olav gimel regolim dami. So three, he had an oila for three regolim. It was not makrivit. Kemash melon that you look at each behemah bazunder. This is a new behemah, so you need now a new three regolim. According to Rameya says, oh, this is a very Iluyisha Teretz, according to the Tanakame, that you need three regolim, so I'll say two regolim with Beim Aleph plus one regol with Beim Beis does not add up to three. It's two plus one, but doesn't add up to three. But according to Rameya says that you have about half after one regol. So already, how can you have a heche timtza of chilufa yoylech? I mean, one regal, he's over about tacha. So, omarov, ochem, my skin, and going to humam besoich a regal. That no, it became, the din is, according to Rameya, yoyva bal ta'acha by the end of the regal. So in the middle of the regal, it became a balmum, v'chileloi, v'over all of a regal. Is al kedai tachamino, hoil mikoy kamekosi, commando over lay kula regal domi. Again, the same happened. I mean, I would think since this is all, this is either the oil rishayna or this is b'makim the oil rishayna. Is kamash melon that no, that you're not mitzaref the two behemoths and you need one complete regal with a behemoth. Zot Rashi, v'chilei alache om azet achazer ba'amum yaitze lechulen. Zal kedai tachori kamakro imal ha'echot over zman ichel if on one of them. A complete man ichel pes by chayev. V'loy sheyitztarfu hu v'chiluv of the gibor golem. But you don't add two behemoths to make a baltacha. That is what the Gemara says. Agav uche, so we see from this Gemara, Gevaldiki Yisod, that baltacha ye'oiva only if a complete regal passed. But the Chedush Yaran brings down a ray from a Gemara further, you could add a half a regal of one and half a regal of the other. That means even though two behemoths you can't add, but you could add half regalim. It brings a ray from the Gemara further. That's a chiddush. He says this according to, he's saying, I don't think there's a difference, but he's saying to Baishpul, if you need three regalim, and was matrish the kolben in the middle of the regal, so next year, when the regal will come back, he'll be able about ta'acha soon, till he comes up to the middle, and then he'll be able about ta'acha. That's what the Chedush Yaran says. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Let's see Toisviz. Ichalut chalufi chatos, lemisa ozlo. Vichalufi osham, l'riya ozlo. The kaimlon kosha bechatos mesa, boshem roye. When the time them afforsh to mean a din boshem korav oilem, can be kriv kolvi, so there should be a baltacha. Shuhumam besoicha regal, vein baltacha elo becholo regal. Baltacha is only on a complete regal. Zog the Gemara Vait, a new sugya now. It says, vahoyo becholchet, that if you're oiva baltacha, you're oiva rechet. Vuloi bekolbon chochet, but your kolbon, there won't be a chet on your kolbon. That means the kolbon does not become possible. I have a different drosha that a kolben doesn't become possible. The sign we learned in the Baraisa, Acherim Oimrim, Yochel ye becher sheovro shnosoi kipsuloi amigdoshim viyiposel. The halacha is, it says a becher should be eaten, let's see what sheovro shnosoi, so Rashi says, mitzvosoi b'soich shnosoi. There's a mitzvah, a becher should be eaten when it's a year old. In that year, shenema lifnei Hashem alikecha techalenu shona b'shona. It has to be eaten in that year. So now, what'll be the din if it was ovro shnosoi? It was eaten the second year. That's what this Barais is speaking about. Acherim oimrim yochel ye becher sheovro shnosoi kipsula megdoshim viyiposel Talmud loyma v'achalto sograd the sifsei chachomim says psamoyred. We have to see if Rashi, but al kaponim he wants to say the acherim era havamine that if it's older than a year it's a posel kolben, you can't be makrev it. So he says what was the havamine? So he explains beautifully the halacha is levim. A nifsal bishonim v'loy nifsalu bimumim. That means the avodas halavim, the shire, they sang shire, they were shoyarim, they took cares of opening the doors, shutting, there was an avod of the levim. Till 50. After 50, vartik, no more. They're possible to do the avod. What if they became a balmum? Mum doesn't passle them. A mum doesn't passle a levi, me avodosoi, but shonim does passle. So the Gemara wanted to make a kal v'chaim as a tesiv sechachamim.
So by Levi'im we see that even though a mum doesn't passel them from Avodah, Shanim does passel. So a bechayr, that a mum does passel for a kaveh, so Shanim shezicha passel. So if the bechayr became, the behemoth, the bechayr became a year, more than a year old, he can't be makriv it anymore. That's the havamina, yochel. Acheirim oimrim, that's the havamina. Yochel ye bechayr she'ovar shnosoy, kipsulei amigdoshim, should be like a bechayr bal mum. Just like a bechayr bal mum, he can't be makriv, so he can't be makriv, a bechayr that's older than a year. It's ovar shnosoy. The apostle Talmud Loimel, we learn that from a pasuk mitzvah. It says in the pasuk, "V'chalt of ne'ashem alekecha, ma'isa degoncha, tiroishcha, v'yitzarecha, v'choyreis bekolcha, v'tzaynecha." Makish b'chor le'ma'isa. So we have a hekish b'chor to ma'isa. Ma ma'isa ainei nifsal mishona lechavoto. That means we have a din of bir ma'isa. What happens by bir ma'isa? You empty out your house. The third year, you empty out all the maisers from the first year for the second year. You have to get rid of it. You give it away. So the maiser, it seems that it's 2 years old. No problem. So memele, so you see, maiser doesn't become nifsal mishona lechavota. Av becher ene nifsal mishona lechavota. So that is how I know that a becher doesn't become nifsal. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so since you see from over here, that a b'chayr that's more than a ben shana, is not nifsal akrove. So Rashi says, automatically, when there's a shana, roi pomim, you have a bal ta'acher also. And the Pasuk says, you're allowed to be makribit, makish b'chayr, lemaisa, just like you could give maisa that's 2 years old, You could be makriv a b'chayr that's 2 years old also. And Mistami was over bal ta'acher already. So you see that bal ta'acher does not passel the korban. So why do you need voye b'chor chet v'loy b'korban chor chet? From the acherim I can figure out that it doesn't become possible. Let us see Rashi. שאב רשנוס מצווה בסך שנוס שנה מרדני שם לקח את החלן שנה בשון קפסול יא מקדשם קבל מום I would think it he can be markable can be markable by moon the apostle hoy over all over I kharoi shrei ein shon be loy shloi shrei golden be roif shonim to understand the roif shonim you have to learn a gemara further but upon the most of the time Rashi says it is about to ach already and it says you could bring it makish prayer la maise be maise dogim kam ishto ikro ma maise in the nipsel the sieve mikzei shalei shonim im sho maise rishonu rishayinu shniye you still give it, you can give it away so the maise doesn't become possible. So I learned that from the pasuk b'chayr also doesn't become pasul. So you see from this that even though he was over bal ta'acher afal pikein, kolm doesn't become pasul. So what's so now we're up to a kasha. So why do you need a pasuk to tell voye b'chochet v'loy b'kolbon chochet? I can learn out from the hekish that even though you're over bal ta'acher it's kosher l'krovim. So the gemara it's the rich. No, I need this pasuk. Sal kedai tachamina, I would think, hani mili b'chayr. B'chayr, taka doesn't become possible by bal ta'acher. The lav baratzohu, because it's not meratzah, it's not mechapel. So such a kolben, even though you have a bal ta'acher, memela. Avol kochim de b'nei hartzoninu, eima loy lirtzu, but a posik that has to be mechapel, the tachlis of the kolben is to be mechapel, I would think since you have a bal ta'acher, you should not be meratzah. Kamash melon, afal pikein, that's our posik. V'hoye b'chol chet, v'loy b'kol bon chol chet. That it is not meratzim. It is meratzim. Zogt Rashi. Harzo im lechapore im ledoiren achatos is mechapa an oilos a doiren, but it does something. Im leirilzu me'ache shevion ba'aveire. He brought it of an aveira of bal ta'ach. Let us see what Taisva says. Ma meiser in nifsel mishon al chabot. Perish be kontrist der sif miktsay shole shonim. Toitzi es kol meiser tbu osro. Im sho meiser shon rishayne shniye.
So memele, you can still bring it. So you see, the maisa doesn't become possible. Afilu lemaide frishes leel dike bebaltache bemaisa sheufresh v'loy nosnoy. Taisus wanted to say the pasuk about ta'ache applies when you mafresh the maisa. Ukrodish nas habir itzterich loyse shloy hufresh that you weren't mafresh the maisa. So what's the raya from beer? Beer is speaking about you had tvu and you never mafresh maisres. So then there's a chiv of beer. So memele, so how do you know if you were mafresh it doesn't become possible? Mikomakim bekulo mishtoi kro. That's the pasuk is speaking about all types of maisa, the mizbaya. So memele, so even if he had was mafresh maisa, he was able about tacha. The din is that the maisa also is mechuyev to make beer on. So the maisa it doesn't become nifsol to shonim. The pasuk says we have a drosh boy bechochet or bekabon chochet that doesn't become nifsal. Later we have a different drosh. Lomoli mehechi teisi. Why do you need droshes? Why should it be pasul? Rashi seems to say ma'achas shevion ba'avera. There's a would be a have a meaning since an avera was done with it, so memela, that's why it should be not meratze. Kotshim the bnei arzor ninu the oilo mechaperes al chay ve'yasei k'demrin peikama desvachim and achatas azichem mechaper.